But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl.
You know. What's up? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name's Jamie. You're listening to what was at one point the Rainbow Theorem, is the name of the show, but I'm not Christopher. I mean, his DJ name's Chris. I assume that's short for Christopher or whatever. But yeah, I'm Jamie. I'm the sub. I'm currently subbing for that show because he couldn't make it in because, you know, exams and shiz going on. But I got a nice lineup of tunes for you guys anyway. I'll be doing the first hour from 12 to 1. I'm not sure if anyone's coming in afterwards, so I might throw on the automation after that. Oh, look. Great. I have a caller in the first 2 minutes. Great. Let's see if I remember how to do this. Hi, you're on the air. Please don't curse me out or anything.
Hey, where's Rainbow Theorem?
Where's Rainbow Theorem? Crap? I'm sorry. Look, dude, I'm trying my best here.
Who are you even? Where's
dude,
Chris?
I don't even know. I don't really know myself, to be honest. But if you're looking for Chris, I'm not the man to ask. In fact, I don't even know the guy.
Where do you get off subbing for somebody's radio show when you don't even know them?
I know. What a big, fat jerk. Well, it was nice talking to you, person I definitely don't know at all. I'm going to get back to the show now. Thanks for calling in. Great. Well, that was fun. Nice way to kick off the show. Let's see. I got a PSA for y'all. Museum of Science presents Wild Africa. The Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa. Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through the most dramatic continent on Earth, America. Sorry. Africa. Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Why the heat beating down on the waterless dunes of the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance, and why it snows on the equator. It's a journey where you'll truly believe in the real world. The real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction. Man, I cannot read. For tickets and more information about Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and all the wild things here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Great. What a start. You got to stop calling. Stop. Hi, you're on the air. Okay, great. All right. You know what? I'm just going to... what a smooth start to a smooth show, man. Well, screw it. Here's some neo-soul funk shiz. Enjoy.
I'd be swinging it so low. The lines on your palm cry out to be closed with the steady compass of my own. My constellations burn to be strung to yours. I'm a mighty dot.
it always forgets what I need. I hope you'll stop me before I build a wall around me. We need a forest fire. We need a forest fire. We need a forest fire. We
There you go. WFM in Medford. Welcome back. I should say to myself, welcome back, because that was music and now I'm talking. man, I'm a mess. First, you heard Hiatus Coyote, neo-funk soul group from down under, crikey, mate. Their new album, Choose Your Weapon, came out last year. It's called Choose Your Weapon. Did I just say that? I don't know. So yeah, that was the first two songs off it. Choose Your Weapon, which is like an intro-y track, and then Shaolin Monk Mother Funk. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, very funky, very groovy. Good album. Long album. Good album. A lot of grooves. A lot of ideas on that record. I really enjoy it. Let's see. I probably should have said before, the first one was Car Seat Headrest with Fill in the Blank off of their upcoming record, Teens of Denial, which I'm excited for. And then after that, new James Blake with I Need a Forest Fire featuring Bon Iver off of his new record, The Color and Everything, which surprise dropped last Friday, Friday night. Man, so much new music coming out this weekend. It's crazy. New James Blake. New Death Grips, new Chance the Rapper is coming out this week, and new what's the other band? Oh yeah, Radiohead. New Radiohead, first record in 5 years. Been looking forward to it for God knows how long. I don't know. Since I became a fan of the group after their 2011 release, I don't even know. Point is, real mucho anticipación for this new album, which is called which they didn't even name the title of it until the day when it was released. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and it's I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of the title, but the art looks really cool and the album's pretty good. I really like it. I've listened to it a bunch of times and it's really growing on me. I'm gonna play some stuff from that album later on in the show. You'll just have to stick around or buy the album for yourself. I assume if you're a Radiohead fan, you've already listened to it, but who am I to say, you know? Who am I to assume? Point is, it's very good, and I'm really excited to play it over the airwaves for you guys, which is something I'd hope I'd be able to say by the end of the semester, because there are some people who were, there's a lot of speculation going on, and a lot of people were afraid that, like, since they're doing a tour over the summer, people were afraid the album wouldn't drop until, like, after the summer, which would be awful, because there's just been so much anticipation amongst Radiohead fanboys like me, and girls, fangirls, you know, all the fans. And yeah, but then the new couple singles came out, and then the album dropped, and with a couple really good music videos too. Great songs with some great music videos, and that's when it was pretty clear that an album was imminent. And then it dropped, and technically 2 days ago, it dropped Sunday. So it's out. Again, it's called A Moon-Shaped Pool. It's very good, and I recommend it. I recommend going out and buying it and getting into Radiohead if you haven't. Because they're great, and I don't shut up about them. Let's see. More music on the way. How about some Strokes, huh? Some late-night Strokes for the folks? Strokes for the folks. Cigaros, a 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Cigaros. I don't know how to say. They're Icelandic. Look, you haven't heard of them, just go and look. S-I-G-U-R space R-O-S. Icelandic post-rock outfit. Incredible. Listen to them, that song. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It's like the third track off of their their album that I'm also not going to try to pronounce. I think it's their second album. A-G-A-E-T-I-S space B-Y-R-J-U-N. The song is called Staraflur, or whatever. However he said it in the song. I don't want to butcher the pronunciation. I'm sorry to any Icelandic listeners out there. I'm sure there are a few of you, given my massive audience. My massive fan base of, let's see, did it drop? Five. Yep, it did. We've gone from 7 to 5 in the past. You know what? In the past half an hour, That's fine, because those of you who stuck it out are gonna get a hearty reward. Yeah. So as I promised before, I was gonna play some Radiohead tracks, some tracks off their newest album, Moonshaped Pool, and I'm really excited to share them with you guys because they're really fantastic. I picked 1, 2, 3, 4 of my favorite tracks off that album so far, you know, after the so many times I've listened to it. I'm really excited to share them. If you're studying for finals right now, how about just take a quick break. Take a 25-minute break. Sit back, turn off the lights, throw on a pair of headphones, or if you don't have headphones, just through your speaks, and just take in the music, because that's how I listened to it the first time around, and it was really really very rewarding. So yeah, again, thank you for listening. I'm gonna start you off. All right, we're gonna do one after the other, but start off with the first single and the first track on this album. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Here's Radiohead with Burn the Witch.
In the shadows, Thank you.
Radiohead with a whole bunch of tunes there off of their newest album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which just dropped last Sunday. I just played a handful of cuts, some of my favorite tracks from that record, although it is a great record overall. I'm a big fan. Couple problems I have with it, but you know what? Overall, really good. Really great. There was one thing. There wasn't an issue, because there's a song called Identikit, which was in their live sets since they were touring in 2011, 2012. And the live version of that tune sound amazing. So I was dying for a studio version. It was the thing I was looking forward to the most on this record. And, you know, I saw that the track listing had it, and I was so excited. And you know what? Not digging the studio version, at least as much. You know what? Who knows? It might grow on me. Radiohead songs, you know, often they take some time to grow on you and whatnot. But I don't know. I was pretty disappointed by the studio version of Identikit. But you know what? That's the only big gripe I have with this album. Otherwise, it's a very solid record. It's a beautiful album. I think it's their most gorgeous, has some of their most gorgeous songs on it, including what you just heard, which I'll do from the top. First, you heard Burn the Witch, which was the lead single. Then you heard Dex Dark, which was the second tune. And then after that, Full Stop, the energetic one, sort of gives me that Weird Fishes that Weird Fishes vibe I'm getting from that, for sure. And then after that, lastly, we had The Numbers, which was a song that has been heard before. Tom played it at this acoustic set he did in France for this environmental fundraiser. Tom's been getting into environmental action stuff, and that's been a big inspiration for this record, I feel like. And so we played that song. He called it Silent Spring at the time, and the acoustic version sounded great, and so we were all excited. And he called it, at the time, it was called Silent Spring. And so I looked at the trailer listing, didn't see that it was called, there was no song called Silent Spring on the album, and I was kind of like, all right, whatever. And then, you know, this comes on, and you hear that opening guitar riff, and you know, that opening acoustic riff, and you're like, man, it's all going to be okay. Man, what a great song. So, and the orchestra sounds beautiful, and I have a lot of good things to say about this album, and I want to keep it positive. So, I'll leave it there. Of course, it's gonna take some more listens, to fully, grasp and whatnot. But yeah, I'm great. I think it's their best, since In Rainbows. But nothing's going to top In Rainbows for me. That'll always be my favorite. But you know what? It's a damn good record. So I'll leave it at that. Got one more cut to play off of it, though. One last song. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Jamie. This is me filling in for the Rainbow Theorem. Pretty sure no one's coming in after me, so it's going to be automation, but you should stay tuned. So I'm going to play one last song. This song has been it's on the new album. It's been in the works. It's been in their live sets for over 20 years. So it's a really old song, and apparently they had just never felt right to lay it down to tape until recently. So.